Okay, here we go. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Sim Kuf Chav Ches, quotes a Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi rules that one is prohibited from making requests from Hashem on Shabbos. A person can't make personal requests. He can't ask for wealth. He can't ask for health. Specific personal requests, those which we make all week, one cannot make from Hashem on Shabbos. The exception, however, says Yerushalmi, is when the request that one is making is already part of an existing bracha. For example, in the third bracha of benching, we ask Hashem to be parnaseinu v'chalkaleinu v'arvicheinu, to give us wealth, etc. So even though that's a request, it's permitted to be recited on Shabbos since it is already part of a bracha. It's for this reason, says the Magen Avraham in a different siman, in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalid, again quoting a different Yerushalmi in Brachos, that on Ma'ariv and Motzei Shabbos, we all know that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, we add in Atachon and Tanu, make Havdalah, which is called the Havdalah of Shmoneh Esrei, the Havdalah of Tefillah. And we recite it in the first bracha of the middle set of brachos, in the bracha of Atachon and La'adam Das. And the Magen Avraham explains, why do we stick it in the middle, directly before, specifically before, we begin to make the request of Hashem, of Chaninu Me'itcha Deya Bina V'Askel, to give us Das, to give us knowledge. So explains the Magen Avraham, because before one makes a request, he has to make Avdalah. Because since you're not allowed to make a request on Shabbos, first you have to make Havdalah. First we say Atachon Antanu. And after we've made Havdalah, then it is permitted to go ahead and make a request of Chaninu Meitcha Deya Bina VeHaskel. Although this is the Pshat of the Yerushalmi, again quoted by the Magen Avraham LaHalacha, the Pashat Pshat of the Bavli in Brachos in Daf Lamed Gimel, it's not this way. The Gemara brings two different reasons why we say Atachon Antanu in the middle set of brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. According to the Levush, it doesn't have to be specifically before Chaneinu Meitcha, before the request. It can be mentioned after the request. The Ra'ah, for example, learns in one of the opinions in the Gemara over there that we could have said Atachon Antanu in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, in the middle of a different bracha of the middle set of brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. He explains the only reason we say it in the first bracha is because it's reason Adim the mitzvah. So we want to say, do the mitzvah of Dala. We want to mention it as fast as possible, as soon as possible, and therefore we make it in the first bracha. But theoretically, it didn't have to be there. While according to the Yerushalmi, it specifically is in the middle of the first bracha, in the middle of the first bracha, before we make a request from Hashem for Da'as, before we make a request, because Bakashos, request from Hashem, are prohibited on Shabbos, and therefore we have to make Havdalah before we go ahead and do this. The question is why? Why is it that it's prohibited to make requests from Hashem on Shabbos? So the Korban Eida on the side in his parish, on the side of the Yerushalmi, writes as follows. His Lashon is as follows. V'fi shemichlal onik Shabbos hu, part of onik Shabbos is sheyachshov ha'adam ki'ilu kol melachto asui. That a person should have a mindset, he should have a frame of mind, that all of his malacha that needs to be done in life, they're all done. Shabbos comes, there's nothing more to do. No reason to go to the store. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need money. Why would he go to the store? He doesn't need, everything is perfect, everything is set. He needs nothing. V'ashol tzrachav, and someone who asks for more, someone who asks for something specific, mara behepech, says the Korban Eida, it shows the opposite. If someone is still asking for wealth, on Shabbos, it shows that he feels like his work wasn't done. He feels like he still needs more. Not everything that he could have accomplished is accomplished. And therefore, as an inherent contradiction to the mindset and the frame of mind that one is supposed to have on Shabbos, that he's supposed to realize and feel that kol melachto asuya, all his melach is done, one therefore cannot go ahead and make requests on Shabbos. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his parish on Chumash, in Sefer Emes Yaakov, on the pasuk Sheishes Yamim Tavod Vasizakom Lachdecha writes, I'm sorry, the Rashi over there on that pasuk in Perek Chav Pasuk Tes brings this drasha that in our mind Kol Malachto should be Asuya, and Rav Yaakov says it's for this reason that it is mutter on Yontiv to make requests. Because on Yontiv, one doesn't have to have the frame of mind that everything is done. You're allowed to leave your cooking for Yontiv. You're allowed to cook on Yontiv. You're allowed to do certain malachas on Yontiv. So since the inherent nature of Yontiv is different than Shabbos, while on Shabbos one is supposed to feel as if everything is totally done, but on Yontiv he doesn't. So therefore there's nothing wrong with making bakashas on Shabbos, which is exactly how the Magen Avraham paskens in a different Magen Avraham, also in that Siman, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. However, later on in Sifkan Ayin, the Magen Avraham paskens and Anyantiv, we're not makbid kulei ha'ayi, he writes. It's not, we're not so careful not to make bakashos, we're allowed to make bakashos. And Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, because it's specific, based on this carbon Eda, based on the reason why it's asr on Shabbos, it also should be mutter Anyantiv. For this reason, we're now in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh of Elul, we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. It should be mutter to make requests on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which is a regular yantiv, it should be permitted for us at the end of our Shemona Esrei to start inserting. Maybe we have a good year with a good shidduch. Our learning should be good. We should have health. We should have parnasa. We should be liked by people. We should get a new car. Whatever exactly it is that we want, we should be able to request from Hashem at the end of the Shemona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Yantiv, there is no prohibition of the Yushalmi to make requests on Yantiv. However, there is another reason, perhaps, why one should not make requests on Rosh Hashanah. And this is a very, very, very important yisod, a very important hashkafa, a very important outlook and insight into the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. Vilna Gaon, in his Siddur Agra, in the beginning of Tefillah Rosh Hashanah, makes a very interesting point. One would have thought that Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year, the day of Din, everything is decided for many on Rosh Hashanah, what their judgment will be for the year, what will happen to them, will they live, will they not, will they have parnasa, will they not, what type of year is it going to be for a person on Rosh Hashanah? A very scary day, a day that one would have thought that we should plead to Hashem for every single little thing that we could have. And yet, the Vilna Gaon points out that nowhere in the entire Shemona Esrei, in the entire davening of Rosh Hashanah, do we ask for mechila, do we ask for kapara, we don't ask for atonement for our sins. Says the Vilna Gaon, we don't even mention sin. The Rama writes, for example, that people don't, there's a custom not to eat agozim, not to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Why don't you eat a nut? Because the gematria of egos is chait, sin. So we don't even want to have a resemblance of sin on Rosh Hashanah. Why not, says the Vilna Gaon? The reason is, because then the second someone mentions sin, he thinks about sin, like, well, he's going to go ahead and he's going to ask Hashem for forgiveness. So what's the problem with that? It's Rosh Hashanah. Of course we want to ask for forgiveness. So what's wrong with asking for forgiveness? What's wrong with asking for some parnasa? What's wrong with asking for health on the first day of this year where Hashem is making this judgment? Shouldn't it have been the opposite? Explains the Vilna Gaon, no. On the contrary, quoting a Zohar, he writes, imagine people coming to the Melech on the day of the reign of the king. We're trying to reign the king, trying to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the entire world. And this person comes and says his foot hurts. And this person comes and asks for a better job. And this person asks for shalom bayis, and this person asks for a new pair of glasses, and this person asks for an apartment. What? Everyone's asking for their own thing. Everyone is thinking about themselves. Everyone is forgetting about Hashem. And who's going to care about Hashem? Who's going to think about Hashem and realize that Hashem's presence isn't clear in the world? The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Who's going to worry about the glorification of Hashem's name? Who's going to worry, be doeg for the revelation of Hashem's malchus, of His kingdom in this world? Who's going to worry about all the nations recognizing Hashem? None of that is here nowadays. People aren't thinking about Hashem. So if everyone is in it for themselves, if everyone's thinking about themselves, they will be lacking in the recognition of Hashem's malchus. The day of Rosh Hashanah, as clear from the Shemona Esrei, is a day where we're being mamlech Hashem, where we're Malchios, the Chronos, Shofros, we're thinking about Hashem. We're reigning Hashem, we're blowing the trumpets. Hashem is the king, Hashem is over the whole world. We daven that Hashem should be one and everyone should be recognized Hashem, all the different types of people in the world should recognize Hashem. That is the focus. That is the focus of our Rosh Hashanah. And therefore we can't make bakashos. We can't make requests, personal requests, on the day of Rosh Hashanah. The Vilna Gaon writes a beautiful pshat in the pasuk Ani Lidodi V'Dodi Li, that if it's Ani Lidodi, if my tefillah is Lidodi, is for Hashem, so then V'Dodi Li, and then it'll all come back to us and everything will be good for ourselves. Meaning, says the Vilna Gaon, even though we personally aren't asking for wealth, etc. But if we daven for Hashem and we care about Hashem, then Hashem will take care of us. For example, the Vilna Gaon brings the famous Maamar Chazal that anyone who davens, Hamispal ba'ad chavero, if someone davens for his friend, the hu tzarech la'oso davar, and he needs that same request, na'netchila. Hu na'netchila. He'll be answered first. If someone is sick, Rahman al-Tzlan, and I daven for that person who's sick, and I'm also sick, Chas HaShalom, since I daven for my friend who's sick, Hashem will answer for me and give me health as well. Ani l'dodi, if we care about Hashem, we daven for Hashem, and we're worried and we're sad about the fact that Hashem's malchus is not in the world, and we daven that Hashem should reveal Himself to all and bring Himself closer, there should be Ashras HaShechina in the world, so then v'dodi li. Then Hashem will help us out, and Hashem will give to us as well. So therefore, although mitzad, the law of the Magen Avraham and the Yerushalmi, that on Shabbos one is not allowed to make bakashas for Hashem, and yet on Yontiv it is allowed, on Rosh Hashanah specifically, that Yontiv, Pesach is okay, Shavuos is okay, Sukkot is okay, but on Rosh Hashanah perhaps it's different, because the focus and the mindset of a person on Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be on Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, how much we care about Hashem, and how that's so important for us. Already starting now, in the beginning of Elul, it's already 1 week passed by, only 3 weeks left, we have to prepare ourselves. What does that mean that Hashem is Melech? What does it mean to us? What do we care about it? What are we lacking from the fact that Hashem's Malchus isn't clear in the world? That's something that we have to think about, and Bez Hashem in the following Shiurim, we will discuss this and try to understand what that means, but we have to prepare ourselves to get ready, that we don't show up on Rosh Hashanah and start davening from the Siddur, look at the art scroll, and oh yeah, Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's Malchus, and we don't even know what we're talking about. That's the focus of the day, so we have to prepare ourselves for that. However, halacha l'maisa, although we mentioned, perhaps, that it's prohibited, or one shouldn't daven and make personal requests on Rosh Hashanah based on this yisod of the Vilna Gaon and the Zohar, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, he's quoted in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Beis, Amud Kuf Pei Aleph, he quotes that the Chazon Ish told him that it's mutter, Levakish Rosh Hashanah betfila kol habakashos hapratios shekol hayom hukfa levakashos. Said the Chazon Ish that no, it's mutter. For some reason, we don't paskin like this Vilna Gaon, but yet it is mutter for one to insert into the end of Shmona Esrei his own personal bakashos from Hashem and to daven for his personal needs. However, although it's mutter, it is permitted. It is permitted. Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, he's quoted in the Sefer Halicho Shlomo on Moadim, Perek Aleph, in the footnote 58. It's quoted that Shlomo Zalman would be madrich lemaisa, he would tell, he'd be meyayit, he'd give etzah to his Talmidim, not to be mosif bakoshos pratios, not to. And the lashon over there is, elo yispalalu, rakat filos hakvuos, only daven that which is in the Siddur, that which Anshei Knesset HaGedola told us to daven about the malchus of Hashem, ki ikar hayom, because the main point of the day who malchios, kidei shetam lichuni aleichem, that the idea that Hashem is melech, that we should be mamlech, and have Hashem, bring Hashem's malchus upon us. So while it's mutter, okay, one is allowed, and even if one is going to do it and make his own personal bakashos, one shouldn't make that the ikar. A lot of times, right, we know that a person can't wait for Rosh Hashanah to start davening for X, davening for what? They totally lose sight of the whole main part of Shemona Esrei. Nowhere in Shemona Esrei did the Chazal tell us to make these bakashos. We lose sight of what the main point of Rosh Hashanah is. The main idea, the main hashkafa of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech Hashem, to make Hashem the Melech. Okay, it's mutter, right? The Chazon Ish paskin, it's mutter that one is allowed to go ahead and make personal bakashos. But that shouldn't be when all of a sudden a person davens very quickly through the beginning part of Shemona Esrei. All of a sudden he gets to Elokai Netzor, he says, Yula Ratzonim Refi Vehagion Vechulei, and now he says, okay, now I'm going to have Kavan Hashem, please give me F. Please give me Y, I need it, please. All of a sudden at that point the person starts having Kavanah. That shouldn't be the mindset that a person has. The ikar part of the Shemona Esrei, the main part of the Shemona Esrei, is the beginning part of the Shemona Esrei. It's the part where we discuss and we're doeg and we're worried and we care about and we pray that Hashem's malchus becomes revealed to everyone and becomes clear to the whole world. That's something that's very important for us to realize. Now, till now, this psak of the Chazon Ish, that's mutter, that one is allowed, it's okay, to go ahead and make bakashos on Rosh Hashanah, no problem. No problem. One's allowed to go ahead and do it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, quoted in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, Perek Memei, Ha'arakuf, writes that the Chazon Ish only told him that by a weekday, Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah that falls on a weekday. However, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, if one of the days of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, like is this year, so then the Chazon Ish never said it was mutter, and the Sefer Ishei Yisrael quotes from the Rav Neubert that it's Aser. Why is it Aser? So the answer is because of the normal din of Bakashos. Just like normally Bakashos are not mutter on a regular Shabbos, so too when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because of the Shabbos part of the day, one is not allowed to go ahead and make Bakashos. And this already is clear in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tafresh Beis Aleph, writes that we admit Avinu Malkeinu, a very important tefillah we admit when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why do we leave out that tefillah? Why are we leaving it out? So explains the Vilna Gaon over there, based on this Yerushalmi, since it is prohibited to make bakashos on Rosh Hashanah. Since it's prohibited to make bakashos on Shabbos, so therefore when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he can't say Avinu Malkeinu, because Avinu Malkeinu is bakashos. Explains of Neubert that just like we admit Avinu Malkeinu because we're not allowed to make bakashos, so too our personal bakashos, although it might be mutter on the other day of Rosh Hashanah, which fell on a weekday, the day of Rosh Hashanah which falls out on Shabbos, it should be admitted. We should not make bakashos. Just like we admit Avinu Malkeinu, so too we shouldn't make bakashos of our personal bakashos. So while we're all getting ready for Rosh Hashanah and we're thinking about Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of us know that we're going to want to daven for special things in Rosh Hashanah, and we should be thinking about the things that we want to daven for in Rosh Hashanah, but it's also important for us to focus and think about what the main tefillah, the main point of the day is in Rosh Hashanah. Bez Hashem, over the next couple weeks, we'll be discussing different aspects of Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps next week even what the Malchus of Hashem means, and what we really are dominating for, and what we're lacking, and what we really care about. And hopefully with that, we'll be able to enter into Rosh Hashanah with the proper mindset, and to make the Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem, the most meaningful way that it could be.